Now let's talk about a work of culinary art. This summer, our reporters are sampling the season's bounty at farmers markets and roadside stands across America, and they're bringing back recipes. NPR's Netta Ulaby lives in Washington, D.C., in a neighborhood that used to be considered one of the city's most dangerous. Now it has a weekly farmers market with flowers that you can eat.
It used to be when people visited the corner of First and R, they were not enjoying the live music or shopping for fresh organic produce.
This particular location, when I first moved into the community 20 years ago, was an open-air drug market.
Ted McGinn oversees this collection of crisp white tents scattered over the asphalt, each banked with strawberries, shelled peas, and tender yellow squash blossoms.
We have squash blossoms today, and not only a Native American tree, but also very popular in the Mediterranean countries.
They're beautiful. The squash blossoms are beautiful.
Robin Schuster is another market organizer. She says they look like lilies in a vase.
So the gold bar squash make the prettiest squash blossoms?
Yep. It's like my favorite type of squash.
Schuster convinced farmer Bernard Boyle to truck in squash blossoms from his acreage up in Virginia's northern neck.
I asked them last year if they would bring squash blossoms, and Bernard said, "Do you really want squash blossoms?" Right? You remember that?
Yeah.
He thought that was a little weird.
But Schuster introduced Boyle to squash blossoms Mediterranean style, stuffed with soft cheese and fried. We get the cheese here, too, at a stand run by a local creamery.
What would you recommend to stuff deep-fried zucchini flowers with?
Oh, the Bove, hands down.
The Bove?
Yes.
Yep.
The thing about Bove is that its curd stands up to boiling oil, but the cheese is easy to spoon into delicate blossoms. Robin Schuster twists the tops like party favors before dropping them in the fat.
Squash blossoms are nature's way of giving you ravioli without having to make the dough.
Schuster dunks each blossom in a tempura-like batter of flour and beer. She shows me one she baked in the oven.
It plumps up like a little balloon. You can see the air inside of it plumping it up, and the skin will become more transparent. So then when you take it out, it will be crisp like a piece of rice paper.
And delicious. Schuster says you can add squash blossoms to omelets or stuff them with fresh crab. Back at the farmer's market, one customer, Scott Roberts, says all that is too much fuss.
I like eating some of the squash blossoms raw. You can cook with them, but it's easier to just eat them raw. It tastes delicious.
What do they taste like?
Air.
To me, the blossoms taste like squash perfume. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
Now, if you want to discover an easy way to prepare this treat, go to our website, npr.org.